So the Prime Minister of New Zealand is complaining that people in her country are threatening her. This is one of the ways they kill dissent in New Zealand, is if you say anything critical of their Prime Minister, who spent the last 2 years poisoning her own people. If you say anything critical, they come after you and say that you're threatening her, and they either put you in jail or take away your internet. It's all to silence the fact that her country wants to set her on fire. This woman's a fucking witch. She hosted John Podesta shortly before the pandemic began. Why is that guy all over everything? Whenever there's something evil that happens, he's always there. Always John fucking Podesta. I wish the world had read those WikiLeaks emails instead of, deplatforming me and killing off the other people who talked about this, like Isaac Cappy. I wish the world had actually listened. Now it's too late. The world's wealthiest families have destroyed our way of life and poisoned millions of you. So in New Zealand, it's starting to come out all the side effects from the vaccines. This vaccine is a killer. Doesn't mean it kills everybody. It seems different batches are more poisonous than others. Doesn't kill everybody. This vaccine is a killer. Now she spent the last 2 years abusing her own population. The lockdowns ruined the childhoods of many New Zealanders. Psychological and mental health problems that will take years to remedy, being locked down, having this injection series, this clot shot forced on your own, including your nation's children. She's a traitor. Your prime minister is a traitor and a fucking witch. It's funny, the public used to know how to deal with witches. They used to have no problems dealing with the occasional witch. This woman is a literal witch. The way she poisoned your populace and laughed about it. Who does lockdowns and fucking laughs about it with their fucking donkey teeth sticking out? Podesta acolyte. Every single one of these people, every single time, there's Podesta in the background. There's Soros proxy Podesta. These wealthy families were born into their money and they're fucking sickos. So that prime minister in New Zealand is worried about threats. No, you should resign. You're a disgrace to humanity and you should fucking resign, you witch. The fact your people don't have guns, they'll find a way to get rid of you. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm just suggesting as an analyst, your people in New Zealand are going to set you on fire, you fucking bitch. 2 years of subhuman behavior. Usually a prime minister is a pretty mild role in times of, peace, when there's not a war. Prime ministers are pretty mild. Just keep the country going. Just, respond to parliament. Do what you're supposed to do. Keep the status quo going, keep the institutions going. Not be a monster who locks people down for 2 years with some demonic grin on your face as you're pushing mRNA vaccines on children. Not some demonic monster who's friends with John Podesta. Your country has been hollowed out, your people have been poisoned, and it's a beautiful country, so it's pretty much the planned getaway for many in Hollywood and many in DC. Many Hollywood A-listers have already bought tracts of land in New Zealand. Such patriots these pieces of shit are, huh? They collapse the United States and they're all going to retire to big farms in New Zealand. These fucking traitors and economic terrorists. Speaking of economic terrorists, so Larry Fink, this morning I fill up new high for gas prices, $5.69 here. So I fill up highest price I've ever paid for gas. You think about it, crypto should be through the roof. Cryptocurrency from day one was envisioned as an inflation hedge and an alternate to the inflationary currency system because it's capped, right? Because the number of Bitcoin is capped at an eventual 21 million, no matter how many people eventually use it or how much transaction velocity it takes on, it still has that cap. So designed as the antidote to inflation. And here Stinky Fink kicks it in with that nasty trade. So he kicks its face in. And now people look around and they see Bitcoin as a bad inflation hedge because it's been manipulated downward so much. And yet every single person I talk to in the crypto community has not lost the faith. So that's the essence of manipulation. I ask people, have you sold your crypto? No, in fact, many people are buying on this dip. They can't buy much because they don't have much money on the sidelines. But many people are actually buying on this dip. The average Bitcoiner has not lost the faith. It was just this sudden act of financial predation by Larry Fink at BlackRock trying to tumble the crypto market. That's the credible allegation. So yet another predator in our midst. You got the Prime Minister of New Zealand, total witch, total predator, total destroyer of the good. And a friend of John Podesta's. Never forget. Friend of Mr. Walnut Sauce and millionaires sharing a single slice of pizza. Best day of their lives sharing that slice of pizza. Guy's a sicko. 100% sicko. And that's who your prime minister listens to. That's like her Rasputin. That's her spiritual guide is John fucking Podesta. So then you got the prime minister of Canada, equally deranged. I've lost some Canadian friends because they buy into the propaganda. They really see me as unclean. They see me as unclean and less of a man because I didn't take the triple vaccination, even though I have natural immunity from actually catching COVID. You folks up in Canada are brainwashed. I always say, we won't let it happen here. You're letting it happen there. You're literal Nazis. To look down at somebody because they haven't taken an experimental injection series is pure filth. You're so brainwashed. It's wild. It's pure, absolute filth. And the smaller the country, you know, Canada is less than 1/10 the size of the United States in terms of GDP and population size, less than 1/10 of us. And New Zealand, even smaller compared to the U.S. The smaller the country, the easier it is to see their propaganda. You're just harming your own people. This prime minister in Canada, another parasite, another predator, just like that piece of shit in New Zealand. So she complains about threats. No, your people are going to set you on fire, lady. They're going to set you on fire. The number of people whose lives you ruined through the lockdown, through the businesses that were shut down, through the mental health problems, and then forcing the clot shot on people, cynically forcing something on people that not only doesn't work well, but causes a raft of health issues. What a fucking sicko. Just a fucking deranged sicko. And you see it on her face, her fucking donkey face. Fuck you, lady. You don't have the right to rule your country forever. You're just the prime minister. They're going to throw you out and then investigate you, if not set you on fire. Fuck you. Same with the guy in Canada. Fuck you. Brainwashing your people into thinking anyone who doesn't go along with this fucked up narrative is less of a person. No, you folks are the lesser people. You brainwashed idiots who poisoned yourselves and then go around trying to ruin other people's lives. You're the psychos. So I believe in crypto more than ever. I think this is the destruction of our way of life, clearly. I believe in crypto more than ever. How can somebody buy gas? How can somebody buy food anymore? Guy the other day was saying, the dollar is stronger than ever. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're another brainwashed person, huh? Completely brainwashed. Go to a grocery store. It doesn't buy more than ever. Just propaganda you're hearing on TV. Oh, it's stronger against the euro. Oh, so one rigged currency this week is stronger against another rigged currency? It still buys less at the grocery store. It still buys less at the gas pump. People are so brainwashed, it's incredible. But none of you elites who forced this fucking poison on us should complain about getting threats. You're lucky you're not all dead, you fucking witches and demons. You're lucky you're not all dead. This is not normal behavior. 2 years of harassing the public and edicts and orders every day. That's not how it is in a republic. That's not how it is in the West. You're not a fucking dictator. You're just the prime minister. These people have completely lost it. I see much change ahead. Much change, because the millions of us who are awake, we're done with you, Fox. We are done with you. So yeah, the people are going to turn on you. You folks in government who abused your power in New Zealand, in Canada, even here in the U.S., abused your power to put experimental injections into people's kids, and now they have health problems, and you ruin people's businesses. Many people don't have their business anymore, their restaurant or their bar, because of the lockdowns. And you folks need to pay. So first you resign, and then there will be investigations. And if you keep pushing people, as an analyst, I think there will truly be vigilante justice. I think in some of these countries, they're just going to set you folks on fire. Because you are modern-day witches and demons. You're sad, pathetic sacks of shit who chose to destroy and poison your own the last 2 years. This is unprecedented in the history of the West, shutting down the world to force experimental injections that don't work and that cause great harm is unprecedented. An act of treason, an act of economic terrorism, which has no equal. There's nothing like this in history before. And you folks will fucking pay. Now, as far as the NFT goes and crypto and all that, the more I look into NFTs, the more it seems like just another threat to the establishment. Right? The wealthiest families in the world, to move their money around and to increase their balances, they frequently turn to the art world, to auction houses like Sotheby's and Christie's, and they'll put up some piece of quote-unquote art. It's literally just a shit smear.
just some smear on a wall, not even done by a human artist, but like done by either a splatter of paint, you know, like a paint machine, or in some cases, even by a primate, by like a monkey or a chimpanzee. I'm not trying to be, you know, insulting. I mean, literally, these people will use a monkey. They'll use an animal so that they don't have to pay, they don't have to pay the artist any rights. So some piece of quote unquote art that's just garbage. You know, I was an art history minor in college. Some of this stuff being passed off as modern art is not a part of any movement. It's not a part of any known modern art movement. It's just junk. And so the intrinsic cost of this junk is just the paint and the canvas it's painted on. And then it goes to the auction house and it'll sell for $5 or $10 million. Okay? So you have the creation of $10 million of value from nothing. And then using that price history, if that piece of shit artwork, which was really just the sock for creating money for elite families, if that sock is resold, they look at the price history and the auction house goes, well, in 2022, it sold for $10 million. So we'll set the auction floor at $10,001,000. And you see, they've laundered value, right? They've put something into the marketplace that is effectively junk. And because of the overinflated first sale price, they then use that as the price history, and in comes some schmuck to buy it for $15 million. Either just a total dummy who wants to hedge his money, or more likely an elite paying off a debt to another elite, right? Oh, I'll place a bid on your auction, sure. Easy way to transfer money without the tax impact and without the disclosure requirements. So someone buys it for $15 million, and then that becomes a part of the price history. And the third time it goes up for auction, this piece of garbage will sell for more than $20 million. And nobody calls it out as an outright scam because they say, just look at the price history. In 2022, it sold for X amount. In 2024, it sold for whatever. And so this thing is just allowed to continue floating around and accruing value, even though it's garbage. Now, the NFT is an improvement on that model. Because first of all, you know that what you're bidding on is not counterfeit, right? You bid on some digital image that's provably rare. Only X number of them will ever exist. The artist will only create so many of that edition. So provably rare. And in the art world, one of the biggest problems is counterfeits. You know, if you're bidding $50 million on a Van Gogh, to find out it's not a real Van Gogh reduces the value by like 99.999%. So obviously spotting counterfeits is a huge problem in the art world, you know, is a huge challenge. And this solves that challenge. And so when you see articles that are super anti-NFT, it's really just the proxies of sad elite families angry that their art auction house scam has now been taken over by the blockchain. Yet another system where the blockchain comes in and goes, hey, we can do this better by making sure that there are no counterfeits and by making the market always open to everybody 24/7 instead of just the sad old crusty elites who are sitting on that auction floor at Sotheby's or at Christie's. Now it's open to anybody with an internet connection and art of all kinds. We're not talking the made up shitty modern art that these people auction to each other. Art of all kinds. There's some beautiful stuff already up on OpenSea and some of the other marketplaces. And so I don't see anything wrong with art speculation, honest art speculation. You see a design you like, you buy it for $10 of ether. And then in the future, if you need some money, maybe a year from now, you sell it. Maybe that artist is more well known and maybe it sells for $100. There's nothing dishonest there. That's actually, again, an improvement on the incredibly corrupt and dishonest auction house model, which doesn't care about getting artists' work out there, but mainly cares about, again, providing this little sock of value for elite families to shuttle their money back and forth and inflate their money. So, of course, the establishment's going to be threatened by that. This is like a Prometheus fire. That's what the blockchain is. It's the fire from Prometheus. Now we have provably rare money that can't be counterfeit or stopped. And now we have art marketplaces, right? Art marketplaces that can't be overrun by counterfeits. And the price is always fair in a sense. When everybody has access and everybody can browse and bid and buy, that to me is more egalitarian than a bunch of old people sitting in an auction house where you have to be pre-qualified, right? You got to have a certain amount of money to even sit there. So yet another improvement and the clueless mainstream media who answers to people like Larry Fink, to anti-crypto creeps. The mainstream media parrots that NFTs are so bad. No, not bad at all. Obviously, like if you pay $2 million for a picture of an ape, as some people did with that Bored Ape Yacht Club, so you pay $2 or $3 million for just the graphic of an ape smiling, and then it drops in value, I guess you're a sucker, but it doesn't mean that NFTs don't work. In fact, you paying $2 million for that junk is little different from an elite paying $5 or $10 million for some modern art garbage in the auction house. It's just the digitalization of something elites were doing all along, and now the average person can do it. They don't like that. It's like Larry Fink doesn't like us having rare money that's outside of their system. So these people are such fucking dummies. You think the Federal Reserve dollar is going to be worth anything after 2 years of abusing your own citizens and shutting down supply chains and losing wars, right? First lost in Afghanistan and then lost against COVID by not locking down the country in time, lost against COVID and by sending to our partners around the world vaccines that don't work. America has lost its standing in the world. And then you look at Ukraine, how now they're rapidly losing in Ukraine. We've heard 2 months of propaganda from the likes of the Washington Post and MSNBC about how great things are going in Ukraine and how they're pushing back the Russians. And now we see these bleak little articles in the Washington Post preparing for a possible Ukraine loss. What? Preparing for a loss? You told us things were going so great. So if that's the case, if we're now a war loser run by pedophiles who were born into their money, a war loser run by occult pedos born into their money who had the bad sense to push a poison vaccine on their own citizenry, that dollar is going to be worth jack shit. In fact, civil war is most likely coming because a lot of people in law enforcement and the military took those shots without being told they were so bad. Just like Justin Bieber. He thought he was an elite. He probably feels betrayed. Nobody tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, don't take the shit you're selling to everybody, dude. Don't use your own supply. The vaccines are bad news. But Justin Bieber and his wife, I guess, bought the propaganda so hard, they thought they were helping people, they took the shots themselves. You're not that elite, Justin Bieber. Half your face is gone. That facial paralysis, and people say, oh, that's totally normal. Guys in their 20s just get Ramsey Hunt syndrome. No, it's not normal at all. Crazy world.
Just blows my mind. Again, I got to reiterate this. 2 years of forcing poison vaccines on her own citizens, including the children in her society. Forcing a poison, throwing people out of their hard-won businesses, restaurants and bars and small businesses forced to close while big business operates without a moment's interruption. Those are acts of violence. The financial and physical destruction you've caused of your own people are acts of malicious violence. And you have the nerve to complain about people just saying negative stuff about you online, you thin-skinned witch. Again, I don't advocate violence, even though you've done violence toward us for the last 2 years. Forcing a poison on the masses is a violent act, especially when you knew what you were doing. So I don't advocate violence, but you think people talking down to you is as bad as it's going to get, you psycho, you fucking donkey teeth witch, fucking donkey face. That thing's a witch. These elite are going to fucking pay. They're going to pay and they know it. So don't say, oh, don't threaten us. You fucks are going to pay.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.